Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Test. We are holding on Daf Chesam and Beis about, where are we? Tani Rabbi Zeira, about 5 lines from the end of the page. Tani Rabbi Zeira. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously for Ksiva V'Chsima Tova for all of Klal Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the Gemara is going to talk about doing Kisui on a mixture of dam. If you have some dam from a Chaya, some dam from a Behem, can you do Kisui Adam on Yom Tov on such a mixture? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, what if you shech the tzipor on Erev Yom Tov, or your Megalgel Anisa on Erev Yom Tov? Can you do the Kisui Adam on Yom Tov? Can you do the Afrash Haschala on Yom Tov? And then at the second mission of the Masechta, on Daf Tesam and Aleph, we're going to have a Machlokus B'Sham B'Shilal about moving a ladder from one Shovach to another, and two ways to understand the Machlokus in the Gemara. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about a Braisa that has a different version of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and then we're going to have two versions of a story where the Bnei Rabbi Chiya had to reverse an initial psak laheter that they had. And then at the end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to have five versions of a question on our Mishnah that Beis Shammai is apparently more makil by Simchas Yom Tov than Beis Hillel is, even though normally Beis Hillel is more makil than the Beis Shammai. So let's begin again, 5 lines from the end of the page. Tani Rabbi Zeira. So says Gemara, Tani Rabbi Zeira, when we say that you're not allowed to do Kisui Adam on Yom Tov on a Suffolk, even if you have Efer Kira, even if you have ashes from the stove that are Mukhan, that are not Mukta, it's not like we said yesterday because of a Gzeira that everyone's going to say, oh, if you're doing Kisui, it must be a Vadei Chaya, and then they're going to come to be Matir, the Chelev as well. No, they ushered it because if it is a Behema, it's part from Kisui, and it turns out that it's a Tircha Shein Atricha. You're taking an extra tircha on Yom Tov, and that's why it's us. So lo koi bilvad amru. It's not only on suffik of a koi that we said that there's no chiyuv at all. Ela afilu shachat behema chayiv ha'ov v'nis arvu dam and zebezeh. Even if you shechted multiple animals, including some that are not chayiv in kisui, and all the blood gets mixed together, asul chasas b'yom tov. Since the concern is not how people are going to identify this animal, but rather the concern is a tircha yaseira, a tircha shein atzricha. So if you have a mixture of a lot of different types of blood and only some of that blood requires kisui, and you go in your machasa all of the blood, that's also tircha shein atzricha. So that's also going to be a problem. Am Rabbi Yossi bar Yasinia lo shanu ela she'en yachal chasosu b'dikirachas. That iser of doing kisui on a mixture of blood is only if you're unable to cover it in one shovel, in one scoop. But if in one motion you're able to cover all of the mixture of dam, then it's going to be mutter. And obviously the reason is because it's not a tircha yaseir, it's not a tircha shein atzricha. It's the same action, it's a single action. Says Mar Pshita, obviously that's not going to be aser, because it's obviously the same action. No, mal detem nigzer dekira achas atu shtei dekiros. I might have thought that you can't even do dekira achas lest you come to do two shovels, kamash mula, and that's why it tells me we don't make such a gezeira, that if you manage to do it in one swoop, in one motion, that's going to be okay. Amar Rabbah, so Rabbah tells us that the idea of being kosev, of being a matir, kisei adam, in the cases that we described, is only if you shecht on Yom Tov itself, because you could not have done the kisui any other time. But shachat tzipor me erev Yom Tov, if you shechted a bird on erev Yom Tov, and you were negligent, and you didn't do the kisei adam at that time, ein mechasnos b'yom tov, then you're not allowed to do the kisei adam on Yom Tov. You should have done it on erev Yom Tov, and the Chabim say that it's usher to do it on Yom Tov because it's a tircha that should have been taken care of beforehand. It's not and by making such an iser, it's not going to be a bitul of Simchas Yom Tov because the tzipor is mutar b'achila anyway. I mean, you don't need the kisui in order to be matir the bird to eat. It's not ma'akev the kashrus of the bird. It's just that you're not going to get the mitzvah of kisui adam. Similarly, or by contrast, Gilgal lisa me erev Yom Tov, mafsh men chalasa b'yom tov. If you need a dough on erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to be mafresh the chala on Yom Tov, because even though hafrash shumas maisos is asr on Yom Tov, and chala is identified by the Torah as truma, so being mafresh chala is similar to being mafresh truma, they didn't asr being mafresh the chala on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to knead a dough and bake a dough on Yom Tov itself in order to have warm bread on Yom Tov. So when you do that, you're you're certainly allowed to do the hafrasha, so they were never gozer on hafrasha schala on Yom Tov at all. Even in a situation where you needed the dough on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to be mafresh l'chala on Yom Tov. So Avod de Shmuel Amar, but Avod de Shmuel says, he disagrees. He says, afilu gilgalisam Erev Yom Tov, ein mafresh men l'chalas b'Yom Tov. It's not only a din if you shechted an oaf before Yom Tov that you can't do kisui on Yom Tov, even if you needed a dough on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do hafrasha schala on Yom Tov. So here we have this machlokas about hafrashas chala between Rabba and Avod de Shmuel. If you would needed a dough on Erev Yom Tov, are you allowed to do hafrashas chala on Yom Tov? Rabba said yes, Avod de Shmuel said no. So how does Shmuel paskin? One would imagine Shmuel would paskin like his father. Says Gemara, not so fast. Lema pliga de Shmuel ad Avua. It seems that Shmuel disagrees with his father. Why? What did Shmuel say that it disagrees with his father? Damar Shmuel, chalas chutzlar socheveholich v'achar kach mafrish. Shmuel said that even though a dough in Eretz Yisrael that's chayiv and chalim in HaTorah is usher to eat until you do the hafrash haschala, it's all tevel until you do hafrash haschala, if you make a dough in chutz la'aretz, yes, there's a chiyuv of chala midrabanan, we need to be mafresh chala even in chutz la'aretz, but you can already start eating the dough as long as you leave aside something for later to be mafresh chala afterwards. You don't have to be mafresh chala in advance of eating the dough. So it turns out, according to Shmuel, when you have chala chutz la'aretz, your hafrasha is not misaking the dough. The dough is fine anyway. You're allowed to eat it anyway. You're not doing an act of tikkun at all. So therefore, it shouldn't be usher to be mafresh chala on Yom Tov, because the whole reason that there was an isser to be mafresh truma and to be mafresh chala on Yom Tov is because it's nirek misaking. You're taking that which you could not have used, and now you're making it usable. So according to Shmuel, is matir isas chutz la'aretz ba'achila, even before the hafrasha, there's no reason to usher the hafrasha on Yom Tov. So it turns out Shmuel disagrees with his father, because his father said that you're not allowed to be mafresh chala on Yom Tov, and he didn't distinguish between Isas Eretz Yisrael and Isas Chutz La'aretz. According to Shmuel, at the very least, Isas Chutz La'aretz, you should be allowed to be mafresh on Yom Tov. So Amar Rava, Mila Mod Shmuel, Shem Kara LeHashem, Shasur LeZarim. But wait, no, even Shmuel might agree with his father, because Shmuel agrees in Chalas Chutz La'aretz that even though you're allowed to eat the bread before you do the Hafrasha, if you're Korei Shem, it's also for a non-Kohen to eat. A Shem Truma, it will have a Shem Truma for everything. So therefore, even though it's not Machshir, the Pasla Achila, it's still included in the Yisra of Hafrashas Trumas Umaisos, because it would be also for a Zar to eat once you're Korei Shem. So that's considered a significant change in the dough, and you're not allowed to do that in Yom Tov either, even on Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Period. So that's the end of the discussion as far as Kisui Adam is concerned on Yom Tov. So now a new Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the Isser of moving a ladder on Yom Tov. The problem with moving a ladder on Yom Tov, why would you move a ladder? You want to go grab a bird from the dovecote. Nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to shecht the bird on Yom Tov. You're allowed to have some chas Yom Tov. You're allowed to do malachas of ochel nefesh on Yom Tov. Moving the ladder is a problem with maris ha'ayin. It's very often when people are taking these very tall ladders and they're moving them outside, it's because they want to do some work on their roof. So it's going to look like you're trying to do work on your roof, and that is certainly not permissible to do on Yom Tov. So b'shamay omrim, ein malich. You're not allowed to move a ladder from one shovach to another shovach on Yom Tov, even in order to take birds to shecht and to eat them mishum simchas Yom Tov. The pashtus of the Gemara sounds, we're going to see in the Gemara, that we're talking about a sulam that's designated for shovchim, not a sulam that you would normally use to go do your roof work. But Rashi over here writes, kasalka daitach sulam amyuchad, kasalka daitach, there's a hava amina, that we're talking about a sulam that's designated for a shovach. Sounds from Rashi that it's only kasal kadaitach, that lemaskana we're going to be talking about even a sulam that roofers use. So the Marsha therefore takes out the word kasal kadaitach. He says, no, it's not just a havamina. We are talking about a sulam that's miyuchad for a shovach, and Beis Shammai says you're still not allowed to move it from one shovach to another, because even though it's a sulam miyuchad l'shovchim, people are still going to think you're doing roof work. But even the Beis Shammai will allow you to move it from one window in a dovecote to another. Ubeisil matir, and Beisil says you're even allowed to move it from one shovach to another. The lashon of from a shovach to a shovach, mishovach l'shovach, sounds like in order to be matir, Beisil is only matir if it started by a shovach. So people will realize what the basic use of this ladder is. However, the Meiri writes that the lashon mishovach is lav dafka, that it doesn't matter where the ladder was before. It's a ladder that's normally designated for shovachas, and therefore therefore you're allowed to move it, even if it didn't start off by a shovach. So now says the Gemara, what is the machlokas in our Mishnah? Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami machlokas Rosh Hashanah. The whole machlokas b'sham beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to move such a ladder, is only in Rosh Hashanah, where people will see. The beis Shammai Savri, beis Shammai is concerned of Marasayin, that Haroa Omer, they're going to, beis Shammai is concerned that someone who sees you moving the ladder is going to say, Latiach Gago Hutzarech, that you're going to fix your roof. Or beis Hillel Savri, Shavchamo Chiachalav. Beis Hillel says, no, everyone's going to see this is the type of ladder that's used for a shovach, so everyone's going to realize that you're just trying to get birds. No one's going to think that you're trying to fix your roof on Yom Tov. But if it's in Rosh Hashayachid, then you're allowed to move a ladder without a problem. There's no concern of Maris Ha'ayin in Rosh Hashayachid. No one sees you in Rosh Hashayachid, and it's going to be totally permissible, even according to the Beis Shammai. So says Gemara Eini, is that really true that in a place where no one sees you, there's not going to be a problem of Maris Ha'ayin? Well, one of the first rules of Maris Ha'ayin. That wherever the Chazal asks or Maris Ha'ayin, you're not even allowed to do it secretly. You're not even allowed to do it privately. So how can we say that in Rosh Hashayachid we're not going to be concerned about Maris Ha'ayin? This comes up a lot when you have Bnei Eretz Yisrael that are in Chutz Laaretz for Yomtiv. So Mikra Din, they only have a din of one day of Yomtiv. They don't have to have an Issur Malacha for 2 days. But Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, we ask to do Malacha. So what about if they have their own apartment, they're staying in their own place, they want to do some malachas? Mishmar says, no. So you might think, that never happens. Rav Shechter told us a maysa that there was someone whose wife needed treatment in Columbia Presbyterian. They were renting an apartment in Washington Heights, and an Israeli professor, and from person, and Rav Shechter said he saw an old lady that lives across the street from them, and he said, you know, she said to him, you know that professor that pretends he's from? So what do you mean pretends he's from? Well, I live across the street and I saw on Yantif the lights were going on and off in the apartment. They thought they were b'chadrei chadarim. Nobody's going to see. Kamakum shasachom ishamaris ayin afilu b'chadrei chadarim aser. It's even aser in chadrei chadarim. So the Gemara answers, tanaihi. Now really, there's a machlokas tanaim, and Rav Chanan bar Ami holds like the Tana that does not ask for bechadrei chadarim, that says that if it's in private, you are allowed to do Maris Ha'ayin issues. D'tanya, because after all, we have a brisa that tells us that if a person has soaking wet clothing, so shotchan bechama avalo k'neged ha'am, you're allowed to spread them out in the sun in order to dry, but not where people are able to see, because people are going to think you did laundry that day. Rav Shimon say that you're not allowed to spread them out in the sun, even where nobody could see, because whatever we ask Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadarim is aser. So you see, it's a machlokas tanoim about this din of chadrei chadarim. So Rav Chanan bar Ami holds like the Tana Kama that the Yisra of Maris Ha'ayin doesn't apply when nobody is able to see. Ikada Amri, another version of the comment of Rav Chanan bar Ami, is that Amr Rav Chanan bar Ami, machlokas for Rosh Hashayachid. The whole machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to move the ladder, is only in Rosh Hashayachid. The Beis Shammai is with Rabbi Yudam Rav. Beis Shammai is concerned from Rabbi Yudam Rav that since it's Maris Ha'ayin, it's Asr even Bechadrei Chadarim, and therefore they say you're not allowed to move the ladder at all. Beis Hillel less with Rabbi Yudam Rav, and Beis Hillel does not hold Rabbi Yudam Rav, and they hold that as long as you're in Rosh Hashayachid, it's perfectly fine. Avol Rosh Hashanah Divrei Kol Asr. But in Rosh Hashanah, everyone's going to be concerned of Maris Ha'ayin, because people are going to think that if they see you moving a ladder, that latiach gago utzarich, that you're trying to fix your roof and you're doing a malacha on Yom Tov. So ask the Gemara, how could it be that Beis Hillel allows in Rosh Hashayachid that which is asr mishum maris ha'ayin? Leimer Rav damar ke Beis Shammai. So when Rav said this halacha that kol makom shasacham ne maris ha'ayin afilu b'chadrei chadarim asr, they were only going within shittas Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel disagrees with that. Then can't be that Rav would say a halacha within shittas Beis Shammai. If Rav has to paskin like Beis Hillel, so it must be that if Beis Hillel is matir b'Rosh Hashayachid, they'd also be matir b'Rosh Hasharabim. And Beis Hillel holds this simply isn't a Maris Ha'ayin issue. That no one's going to say that you're fixing your roof. Everyone knows that this is the kind of ladder people use to go fetch birds in order to be able to shech the birds. So answers Gemara Tanoihi. The machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is actually machlokas Tanoim, meaning what the machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai Tanai is actually machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya shotchan b'chama avalo kenegad ha'am. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon osum. The Tanakama who allows drying clothing b'tzina holds like Rav Chanan Barami that the machlokas b'sham beisilah is in Rosh Hashiachid, and the beisilah is moda that you're not allowed to move the ladder in Rosh Hashiram because of maris ha'ayin. And nevertheless, they still are mati Rosh Hashiachid because maris ha'ayin is only usher in public against Rav. And Beis Shammai holds like Rav that whatever's asur mishamaris ha'ayin, you're not even allowed to do in private. But Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who asur even drying clothing b'tzina, they hold like the shita of Rav as far as maris ha'ayin is concerned. And the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is both in Rosh Hashiram and Rosh Hashiachid. And Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to move the ladder entirely, even in Rosh Hashirabim. Everyone realizes that it's not a maris ha'ayin issue. Everyone realizes exactly what you're doing. Whereas those who asur mishamaris ha'ayin are obviously going to asur in Rosh Hashiachid as well, because kol makom shasur chamim bnei maris ha'ayin afilu b'chadrei chadarim asuhu. So says Mar Masnisin to Loki Aitana. Our Mishnah that says that machlokes b'sham beis hillel is in moving a ladder from one shavach to another is against this the following brisa, where we're going to see that is not the machlokes. Titania, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, modu b'sham beis hillel shemolichin asasula mishavach l'shavach. That both b'sham beis hillel agree that you are permitted to move the ladder from one shavach to another. Lo nechlu ela lahachzir. The whole machlokes is putting it back. Shebeshami yom remain machzirin, and Beis Hillel omraf machzirin. Beshami says you're not allowed to put the ladder back, and Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to put the ladder back. Says the brisa. So that brisa is very much against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah would discuss a machlokes Beshami Beis Hillel. Are you allowed to move the ladder in the first place in order to get the birds? Here the brisa says no, that's not a machlokes. For sure you could do that. Question is, can you put the ladder back after you've already gotten the birds? And the brisa continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'med var mamurim. When do we say that everyone holds you're allowed to move the ladder in the first place to go get the birds, and the whole machlokas is about moving it back, and Beis Hillel allows even that? That's besulim shel shovach. That's if it's a ladder that's clearly recognizable, that it's a ladder designated to go get birds, and everyone knows what you're doing, everyone knows that you're not going to fix your roof. Aval besulim shel aliyah, but if it's a larger ladder, it's a ladder that people use to go get to go fix their roof, divrei hakol asur. Even Beis Hillel is going to say that you're not allowed to go get birds with such a ladder, because we have to be choshesh, and people are going to see, they're going to think that you're going to fix your roof. Rabbi Dosa Omer, or Rabbi Dosa says that you're not allowed to move the ladder at all from one shavach to another. Mateo mechalon lechalon, but you are allowed to just tilt it from one window within a shavach to another window. Acherim omrishim Rabbi Dosa af medadin bo, that when you want to move it from one chalon to another chalon, if the second chalon is at a great distance and the top of the ladder will not reach just by tilting it in the other direction, you're even allowed to move the bottom of the ladder just by moving it like little by little. You can move the ladder over a bit to be able to get to the other chalon. So that's the brisa. So now the Gemara says, okay, now you have a ladder we're going to report a psak that was issued with regard to what we just discussed in the brisa about the ladder. B'nei Rabbi Chiya nafuk l'kiryasa. The children of Rabbi Chiya went to the villages to check out their fields. Kiyasu, and when they came back, Amar lo avuhan, Rabbi Chiya asked his children, did any shailus come up when you were halacha l'maisa? You went out to the fields. People always don't have access to rabbis out in the fields. So mistama, they saw you, they probably had some shailus for you. Any good shailus? So Amar lo, so they said to him, yeah, sula b'liyadenu. You know the Mishnah about the ladders, and he always thought, oh, when does that come up? Ladders, dovecote, too. Yeah, we had such a shailah about the ladder and the dovecote when we were out there. But people wanted to know if they could move the ladder from one shavach to another. Vitarnu, and we said that it's mutter. So Amlam, Rabbi Chiya said, you better go back out and let the people know that it's Asr and that you made a mistake. So the Gemara says, well, what did the Bnei Rabbi Chiya think when they were matir? And what did their father correct them on? What changed? So the Gemara says, Inu Savor, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya thought, Rabbi Yehuda, Besulim Shalaliyah Lo Pligi, that from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braisa that there's no machlokas about Asulim Shalaliyah, that Beisham and Beisil are both going to say that it's Asr, if it's a ladder that's normally used to fix roofs, Mechal de Tanakamas of Repligi. It's the only Rabbi Yehuda that thought there's no machlokas about such a ladder. But the Tanakama must hold that there is a machlokas, meaning Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar must hold that there is a machlokas, even about a ladder that's normally used to fix roofs. And what does it mean there's a machlokas? It's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, even about putting back a ladder that's normally used to fix roofs. So and to put it there in the first place, everyone's going to hold that it's mutter and Yom Tov. So they relied on the Tanakama that they imagined in their own mind, and they paskin based on the Tanakama. But Velohi, their understanding was incorrect. Rabbi Yehuda Tam made the Tanakama come efarech. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't arguing on the Tanakama. He was explaining the Tanakama by letting us know which letter the Tanakama was talking about. So even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who is the Tanakama, you're not allowed to move a ladder that's a sulam shel aliyah. And therefore, Rabbi Chiya told his children, if they were talking about a sulam shel aliyah, you better go back there and you better correct them and you better tell them that it's aser. Mimai, how do I know that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, you're not allowed to move a sulam shel aliyah and Beis Hillel only is matir by a sulam shel shovach? Midiktani, because of the fact that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, malichnas a sulam mishovach l'shovach, that you can move a ladder from one shovach to another. V'isal kadaitach b'sulam shel aliyah pligi, but if the machlokas is about a regular sulam shel aliyah, a ladder that's used for the aliyah, hay malichnas sulam mishovach l'shovach, malichnas sulam l'shovach mibayilei. Why does it give an example of moving a ladder from a shovach to another shovach? What was it doing by a shovach in the first place? It must be that it's talking about a ladder that's designated for a shovach. If it was really talking about a ladder shel aliyah, it should have said the malichnas sulam l'shovach. Where was it? Probably by a roof somewhere. And now you're moving it to a shovach. Elav hachikam shel shovach in shel aliyah lo. From the fact that it phrases the case as moving a sulam from a shovach to another shovach, that implies that it's only mutter if you're using an actual sulam shel shovach. So says Gemara, okay, and what did the Bnei Rabbi Chiya think? V'idach, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, how did they have a havamina? That according to Rabbi Shimon, meaning it's not such a difficult diuk to make, that the phrasing was mishovach l'shovach, how come the Bnei Rabbi Chiya couldn't make that same diuk? How did they have a havamina that you're allowed to move a sulam shel aliyah? It says mishovach l'shovach. So says Gemara, mikatani sulam shel shovach? Mishovach l'shovach, tani. Mishovach l'shovach is just a description of where the ladder was. It's not a description of the ladder itself. Had it described the sulam shel shovach, that would have been a clear diuk. It wouldn't be, you don't even need a diuk. That would have been explicit. But it doesn't say it explicitly. It says mishovach l'shovach. It's only a question of location. It's coming to tell me, why does it say mishovach l'shovach? To tell me that you're allowed to move a ladder to as many shovchin as you need, as many birds as you want to collect from as many different places as you want to collect. It's all going to be mutter. That's why I use the phrase mishovach l'shovach. Igada Amri, some say that the shaila with the Bnei Rabbi Chiya was a little bit different, that the story went a little bit differently. That Amri Lo, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya said to their father that Hitoy sulam shalaliyah baliyadenu. The shaila we got was about tilting a ladder from one window to another in a shovach vihitarnu, and that's what we allowed. Even though enochinami, we know that you're not allowed to be molich a ladder, but we just it was about tilting from one window to the other. So Amar lahem, Rav Chiya said to his children, tzu v'yisru mashi tartem. You got to go and aser that which you were matir, because the sulam shalaliyah is aser even to be matah. So Gemara explains what did Rav Chiya. What did the Bnei Rabbi Chiya think, and what did Rabbi Chiya think in explaining the Braisa to Paskin, how they Paskin? The Braisa says that Rabbi Dosa was matir to be mata mechalon lechalon, and it's not clear in the Braisa which kind of ladder it's talking about. If we're talking about a sulam shel aliyah, then Rabbi Dosa comes to be matir a sulam that Rabbi Yehuda asered, and to say that sulam shel aliyah is only asered to move entirely, but to just tilt a little bit is mutter. That's one possibility. Or maybe no, maybe Rabbi Dosa comes to aser even that which Rabbi Yehuda was matir, that a sulam shel shovchin that Rabbi Yehuda says you're even allowed to move, Rabbi Dosa says not only is a sulam shel shovchin asr to move, you're not even allowed to tilt a sulam shel shovchin, meaning the other extreme, in the most machmir position possible. And that question of interpretation of what Rabbi Dosa was coming to say, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Chiya Ubanav. Inu Savar, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya thought, Maideka asr tanakama, Kashari Rabbi Dosa, that Rabbi Yehuda asked the sulam shel aliyah to move a sulam shel aliyah. So that's what Rabbi Dosa comes to tell me, that it's mutter to be mata even a sulam shel aliyah. Veloli, but that the Rabbi Chiya thought that understanding was incorrect. May the kashari tanakama ka asked Rabbi Dosa, the sulam shel shovchin which the tanakama permitted, Rabbi Dosa asked that the but a sulam shel aliyah. you're not even allowed to be mata. Sulam shalalia, you're not even allowed to tilt in one direction, from one direction to another. That was absolutely asur. So we have this whole sugya of marasa ayin, and what you're allowed to do in order to solve an issue of marasa ayin. So the place he has as a raya from our sugya, the place he in Simen Chav Ches, brings a raya from our sugya that there's a chiv to do kisei dam, shchitas chayev va'of, as soon as you do the shchita. And he brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara says that you should... That's a different issue. The Gemara, what we have clear in the Gemara is that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to move a sulam shel shovach in Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we pass from the halacha, that shovcha mechiach alav, that it's not a problem to move a sulam shel shovach even in Rosh Hashanah. So you have such a, because everyone will realize that it's obvious there's a shovach right there, so Beis Hillel holds it's not a problem with Maris Ha'ayin. We have such a similar thing when it comes to Maris Ha'ayin, when it comes to achilas dam and achilas chalav. The Shulchan Paskins in Yardea Simon Samach Vav, that dam dugim, if you have fish blood, even though it's mutter, there's no issur of dam on fish blood, if it's gathered together in a kli, like a dip, that's asur mishum maris ha'ayin, the Shulchan Aruch says. And therefore, if you do something to make it evident that it's only dam dugim and not really dam behema, then it's going to be mutter. How do you make it evident? You keep some fish scales right next to it, and then everyone will realize that it's dam dugim, that's going to be mutter. But otherwise, it's asur to eat dam dugim because of maris ha'ayin. But you see that there's a way to fix maris ha'ayin by making it evident what you're doing it for. Nevertheless, says the Plessy, there's no issur of drinking, let's say, red wine, because, oh, red wine, everyone's going to think it's dam, and therefore I need to have grapes next to it. No, it's only dam dugim that they asur. Why? So says the Plessy, because at least it's dam, meaning at least that's blood. So even though it's mutter kind of blood, that's where we're going to asur mishum maris ha'ayin. So the Plessy says, he disagrees with Ramah. The Ramah writes in Simen Pei Zayin that the same is true by chalav shkedim. Let's say you have almond milk. So if you have almond milk, it's an issue of maris ha'ayin. That inflation meal is an issue of maris ha'ayin. So what do you need to do? You need to leave some almonds right next to the milk, or the package next to it that says almond milk right next to the milk, so that it's not going to be a problem of maris ha'ayin. Says the place, how come the Mechaber didn't say that? The Mechaber spoke about the dam dugim. How come he didn't talk about the almond milk? Says the place, a very pashut ha'ara. He says, almond milk isn't milk. Almonds don't have udders. Almonds don't... it's almond juice. It just looks white. That's what makes it... But it's not milk. It's not by definition chalav. Mimele, there's no issue of maris ha'ayin to begin with when it comes to almond milk. That's how the place he says that must be why the Mechaber only spoke about dam dogim and not chalav shkedim. It's against the Ramah. The Ramah says that like chalav shkedim with basar, nagu lasus chalav mishkedim, manichun ba basar of, hol vein rak midrabanav, basar behemi yesh la niyach etzol chalav shkedim. Mishum marasayin. That when it comes to, if you had a mamish of flesh gamil with real basar, then you need to put shkedim next to it, otherwise it's going to be marasayin. But the Ramah has another chiddush over there. He says that if you only ate chicken, then you don't even need the shkedim next to the chalav because there's no maris ha'ayin on the din midrabanan. Whoa! So even though the Ramah is being somewhat machmir that there is an issue of maris ha'ayin with chalav shkedim, he's making as his gevaldik chiddush that there's no issue of maris ha'ayin when the whole concern is only an issur midrabanan because chicken and milk is only midrabanan to begin with. The Shach disagrees with the Ramah. He says even by an issur midrabanan choshesh from issur maris ha'ayin. So if you mvashel basar of b'chalav shkedim, you absolutely need shkedim right next to it. Pischit Shuvah says that by an Isser of Maris Ayin Drabanan, even the Shach would only ask for Farhesya. So you don't need to put the Shkedim next to it unless you're having a Suda Gedola. But if it's just privately in your own house, then we're not going to ask for Bechadre Chadarim. So that's how the Pischit Shuvah says that even according to the Shach, there is a chilik between Maris Ayin on a Drabanan and Maris Ayin on a Daraisa. The Maris Ayin on a Drabanan, we're not going to take it so far to even ask for Bechadre Chadarim. Maris Ayin on a Daraisa will ask the Chadrei Chadarim. There is a further discussion. There is a further discussion Ramesha has between that there's a difference between Maris Ha'ayin and Chashad. Maris Ha'ayin is that someone's going to look and they're going to think that this activity is mutter. Chashad is V'yisim Nikiyu Me'ashem Yisrael. Someone's going to look and they're going to think that you're a Rasha. They're going to think you're an Avarian. That's different than Maris Ha'ayin. Ramesha argues that maybe the issue of Kol Davar Shasucham Yishum Maris Ha'ayin Afil B'Chadrei Chadarim Asur is only a Maris Ha'ayin. Maybe on Chashad B'Chadrei Chadarim is going to be mutter and only by Marisayin b'chadrei chadarim is going to be aser. That would have significant nafkaminas la'alecha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots. Ooh, I didn't realize how long tomorrow's not. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on Amud Beis and Tess Amud Beis. Have a great day, everyone, and easy fast. Thank you.